Hello and welcome to the Lincoln County Gardener, a weekly segment broadcast on KYAQ Newport, where the Lincoln County Master Gardeners bring you weekly conversations on a variety of gardening topics. Master Gardeners are local community members trained in scientifically based gardening techniques by Oregon State University Extension Service, so we'll be sharing research-based and locally relevant information. My name is Ross. I'm a Lincoln County Master Gardener, and I'll be your host this week. With me this week is Kathy Burke and Terry DeYoung, who co-coordinate the Master Gardener Demonstration Garden in Lincoln City. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thanks.
Happy to be here.
Today we'll be exploring what's in store for the garden during this upcoming growing season. So would you give us a brief overview of this demo garden, including what its major features are?
Sure. The Lincoln City Demo Garden is a small garden. It's probably 50 by 100 feet, and it has a variety of beds and different plantings. We have a native section. We have a keyhole garden, which is kind of a unique feature. We have deer-resistant plantings. We have a cold frame and a greenhouse. We do some composting on site, so there's a display of that. We do water collection, so there's a display of how you can set up rainwater collection system. And then we have several beds that change annually depending on what plants we're trying to feature.
That's a lot going on for such a small garden.
It is, yeah.
We have been able to put a lot of interesting things into the garden, and we did make some changes for the last year. And so we had a culinary bed in that garden, quite overgrown, and so we removed that and turned that into a spiral herb garden that is going to be planted. It's got a few things in it right now, but this spring we'll be planting an extensive herb garden into that. And in changing that, we've created space to add an additional bed in the coming year, which we probably won't get to till towards the end of the summer. Also, this year, are continuing our sensory garden, which was one of our apprentice projects last year that one of our apprentices put together. A sensory garden experience is a mindfulness experience, just being aware of your senses while you visit the garden and paying attention to things that maybe you wouldn't have paid attention to before. So I had my first sensory garden experience when I went to the garden and I happened to take a phone call that I had been waiting for, and I sat down on a bench and took my phone call, and then after it was over I just sat for a minute. And I realized that the bees were buzzing past and they have a sound, and there were some beautiful pollinator flowers in bloom, and they were going back and forth between some lavender and some other flowers, and there were birds and the wind was blowing, and it was lovely. We had so much interest in it from the public that we thought we'd like to continue that, and so we'll be working on creating a different space for that sensory garden.
A couple other things we're building off from last year. Last year we had purchase of a small storage shed, which doesn't sound too exciting.
But what that
allowed the garden to be able to do was reclaim their greenhouse, which was being used for storage. So last year we were able to grow plants during the summer, grow some warm season crops in the greenhouse during the summer, and also extend the season a little bit in the spring and fall. And we were gifted a cold frame last year, which was great, because that too we could use for starting seeds and also extending the season of some of the vegetable crops that we grew for the garden.
What types of crops did you grow in the greenhouse?
We grew tomatoes and eggplants, and they both did very well in the greenhouse.
I can imagine.
And we had a number of plants in the spring for our plant sale. We use that greenhouse for our transplants when they grow from just seedlings, and we pot them up into larger pots. We put them into that greenhouse for
storage. And you grew some peppers.
And we had some peppers and tomatillos.
Tomatillos,
in the summer.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We did get the exciting greenhouse experience of an aphid infestation. And so our... to address that, we ordered 1,500 ladybugs, which we were able to release periodically into the greenhouse, and they ate all of the aphids off of the plants. The eggplants were particularly infested with the aphids, and it was such an enjoyable time to watch these ladybugs go around and
feasting.
Extremely satisfying to watch.
Yeah, it was really, really a wonderful experience. So that was great. Our keyhole garden is an interesting piece. The keyhole garden is a raised garden bed that's a circle, and it's got a little inset in it, so it's kind of shaped like a keyhole, and it has a compost column in the middle of it. So you put the compost in there, and then when you water the garden, you water through the compost bin so it leaches the nutrients out into the rest of the bin. And it's a design that's been used extensively in Africa in places where there are water shortages, where people have to carry water a long way to get that water to their garden beds. It's just a very interesting design to see, and to see it just flourish with plants because it's fertilized from just the compost that's in the bin.
We have a whole episode on keyhole gardening that people can also listen to.
Excellent.
On the LCMGA website.
Excellent.
So then what are the major projects that are planned for this year?
We have the spiral garden. We'll need to complete that. The spiral herb garden. We will do the upgrade to the sensory garden, which we mentioned. So that really will almost start from scratch because we'll have all new plants being selected for that. We have an area that is slated for turf replacement. We have really no true turf in our garden whatsoever. So our walking paths are mostly just rhizomatous grass that has worked its way in. And so we're trying to get rid of all of that and then put down some variety of ground cover that can showcase alternatives to turf.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a great project. And Terry has undertaken that. It's a wonderful demonstration project to homeowners who would like to get rid of their grass, which is really a water hog and takes a lot of maintenance. And look at different ways that you can do turf replacement with that. We also are planning to put in a water-wise garden, and we'll be creating a bed for that. What we would like to see is that we would catch one rain barrel of water for the year, and we would not use any more water than that to water that garden through the summer. So we'll see how we can do with that.
Plant selection will be very critical.
Yes, for very critical for that. Yeah.
There's another small project that we're working on, literally small. It's the Little Seed Library, which if your listeners are familiar with little book libraries throughout people's neighborhoods, this is a little box library that has a variety of seeds in it, most of which are commercially grown seeds, but some are seeds that we have grown at the garden. And those are available for people just to take a pack and try out at their house. Hmm. Experience, you know, the challenge of growing from seed.
So what are you going to be growing in your garden at the demonstration garden?
We have one of the beds slated for a cut flower garden.
Hmm.
I don't know that plants have been selected for that yet. And we have a couple of beds that are going to be shared with our Lincoln City School.
Oh, yes. We have first graders coming to plant. We're going to their classroom, and they're going to start some plants from seed, and then they are going to be planting sugar snap peas, marigolds, and Mexican sunflowers into our trellis bed, and they can put their name by it and come back and visit their plants later in the summer. So that the school bed will be there this year. And then we'll probably do, we have two cloche beds, and we'll probably do some vegetables that will go to the food bank in those, or that keyhole garden this year. That will depend on where we put the cutting garden. So not all of those things at this point in the year have been decided. Mm-hmm. So we also have a pollinator garden usually, so we'll have a bed that has pollinator flowers in it as well.
That'll be a lovely show of many different types of gardening. Mm-hmm. So what events and classes can listeners look forward to attending at this garden?
So we've got a series going on right now called the Grow Your Own series at the garden. We will have a couple of those classes that have occurred previously, but we've got three more coming up, one on seed starting and then in April, and one actually planting a garden bed.
Actually planting a garden, which is
May,
June 4th.
Or June.
Yes, June 4th.
And then we have a...
Garden pests and diseases, which will be in August.
Yeah.
And then I'll be offering an herb gardening class through Oregon Coast Community College, and that will be May 2nd.
It'll be a busy year then.
It's a busy year. Yeah. Yeah. And people are welcome at any time to come to the garden and see what's there. And when we're there, we will be posting the time so that we're there in the Coast Today calendar. And so they can come and consult Master Gardeners in person if they'd like to during those times. Or they can set up an appointment with us. And that information for that is posted on the greenhouse door on how to get a hold of us there.
So what is the address of the demonstration garden?
Well, the demonstration garden is located at the Oregon Coast Community College campus in Lincoln City. If you go all the way to the back of the parking lot, you'll see our greenhouse there. And the address is 3788 Southeast High School Drive in Lincoln City. Mm-hmm.
And the classes... you can register for those on our website. So those are available online.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That sounds great. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks. Come visit our garden.
Let's talk about what's happening this time of year in the garden. This season is great for crops that like it cool and moist. Consider planting carrots, beets, peas, leeks, broccoli, and radishes. It's important to start plants that grow in the colder seasons early because when it gets warm, they will do what's called bolting, where they go to seed. When plants bolt, the energy and sugars that would otherwise be sent to the parts of the plant that we eat go towards making seeds, leading to tough, bland, bitter, and generally less appetizing plants, even though they are still edible. You can tell when a plant is going to bolt when the leaves begin to grow longer, spindlier, and taller as the plant prepares to send up a flower stalk. As soon as you notice this is happening, it's important to harvest the plant as quick as possible. Although if you start plants early enough, hopefully you won't have to cut it close. Many of these plants, especially radishes, carrots, and beets, do well with succession planting, where you sow new seeds about every week or so. When you finally get to harvest your first crop of plants, the next set will be ready by the next week when you've eaten all of the first crop, far sooner than if you wait to sow any new seeds until all of your first crop has been fully harvested. That's it for our program this week, but tune in for future broadcasts on KYAQ Newport. You can find out how to contact us with all your gardening questions on our website, www.orcoastmga.org, where we'll also be putting these episodes after they air if you need another listen. We'd also love to hear your subject suggestions for future episodes of the Lincoln County Gardener. This broadcast is created by the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association, who work in collaboration with the Oregon State University Extension Services. Until next time, happy gardening!